This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's foreign ministry says U.S. support for Kyiv is solid despite no new financial support for the war-torn country. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
A Ukraine foreign ministry spokesperson says American support for his country remains strong despite news that the stopgap budget bill won't include new financial support for Kyiv. This is because ongoing aid programs won't affect billions of dollars of financial assistance already pledged. But the omission of new aid raises concerns, as U.S. President Biden stresses in a speech.
We cannot, under any circumstance, allow American support for Ukraine to be interrupted. I fully expect the speaker to keep his commitment to secure passage and support needed to help Ukraine as they defend themselves against aggression and brutality.
President Zelensky recently told U.S. lawmakers additional aid is crucial for continuing the fight. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
At least 13 people were killed in a fire in a Spanish nightclub on Sunday morning, officials said, with fears the tolls could still rise as rescue workers sift through the debris. The fire appears to have broken out in a building housing clubs in the city of Murcia in southeastern Spain. The fire spread from the upper parts of two clubs, according to a spokesman for the national police. Authorities do not know yet where exactly the fire started. Fireworks lit up Hong Kong's Victoria Harbor on Sunday, dazzling tens of thousands of spectators as the city celebrated China's 74th National Day. Police estimate over 430,000 local and tourists gathered on both sides of Victoria Harbor to witness the first National Day fireworks display in 5 years. The show was suspended in 2019 because of social movements and then later the pandemic. This is VOA News. Turkey's government said on Sunday two terrorists carried out a bomb attack. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony says the bomb exploded in front of the interior ministry buildings in Ankara.
Police announced they would also be carrying out controlled explosions for suspicious package incidents in other parts of Ankara. Authorities did not identify any specific militant group. The blast on Atatürk Boulevard was the first in Ankara since 2016, when a bomb-laden car exploded at a crowded central transport hub, killing 37 people. During a spate of violence in 2015 and 2016, Kurdish militants, Islamic State and other groups either claimed or were blamed for several attacks in major Turkish cities.
Reuters' Lauren Anthony, who says the attack occurred just before Turkey's parliament was set to open a new session after summer recess. A United Nations mission arrived in Nagorno-Karabakh on Sunday, Azerbaijani media reported, as a mass exodus of ethnic Armenians from the region began drawing to a close following an Azerbaijani military offensive last month. The mission, led by a senior UN aid official, is the global body's first access to the region in about 30 years. Armenia has asked the World Court to order Azerbaijan to withdraw all its troops from civilian establishments in Nagorno-Karabakh and give the United Nations access. Earlier on Sunday, the World Health Organization said well over 100,000 ethnic Armenians from Nagorno-Karabakh have made the journey in less than a week. At least 10 Cuban migrants died and 17 others were seriously injured when a cargo truck ferrying them had an accident in the southern Mexican state of Chiapas, Mexico's Migration Institute said on Sunday. The accident took place along the Pacific Coast stretch of highway, a common route taken by migrants who cross into Mexico from Guatemala on their way north towards the United States. The driver of the Ford truck, which is not designed to carry so many people, fled the scene of the accident, the National Migration Institute said in a statement. Paw Patrol, the mighty movie, is the top movie at the box office this weekend. AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta reports.
Great! Now the clumsy pup shoots fireballs out of his paws.
Dogs with superpowers put people in theater seats this week. The second Paw Patrol movie raked in $23 million domestically in its debut weekend, according to studio estimates. The 10th Saw movie came in second with $18 million. The Creator was number three, while The Nun 2 was number four. The Blind took fifth place. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.